So, Hare Krishna, I would like to thank Purijam Prabhu very much for bringing our attention to the to an aspect of this retreat, which was most probably not in our minds before. He said, going to Vrindavan is an adventure because you really don't know what will happen next time. Next, Krishna might respond to each one of us. In fact, yesterday we were sitting with a few devotees and discussing how Krishna has appeared, even in modern times, to devotees who have actually perceived and seen him here in Vrindavan. I was very much captured by two of the retreatees who have come here. One of them said, I have served Krishna for so long, but I really noticed that I didn't know who he is until I heard about his pastimes from the scriptures. I have taken care to serve Krishna, but his character, his inner thoughts, the way he deals with his devotees, I did not really think that would be possible. Another retreat participant came to me just before I went upstairs and said, Maharaj, I'm in a dilemma. I have just come from a wonderful Braj Mandal Parikrama, where I had wonderful association and a loving atmosphere. And now I'm here in this comfortable hall. And I don't know, should I go on parikram? Should I continue to walk through Vrindavan? And or should I be with all of you on this japa retreat? I thought, well, tell me, what is your interest in japa? Why do you at all consider to come to this retreat? Why is it in your mind? And the devotee told me something which I think every one of us feels. She said, if I can just learn to chant properly the holy names, then this will be good for me for the rest of my year and the rest of my life. I believe that a holy name retreat brings these two concerns together. It helps you to meet Krishna in the form in which he is most easy to meet, that is the holy name. And if you can meet Krishna, that is the fulfillment of all other processes, parikram or other types of sadhana. In this world, my dear devotees, there are really only two things which are spiritual. Everything else is a manifestation of the material energy. You could argue, well, but what is with this place, Vrindavan Dham? I heard it's a manifestation of the internal energy. And that is true, but for a conditioned soul, a limited soul, the Dham is not perceived as spiritual, but the Dham is often misconceived by what is called the outer layer, which covers like a blanket, covers something, the holy Dham. So really an effect for a normal soul who is not yet jataruchi, who has not yet taken a birth in ecstatic taste for Krishna consciousness, who's still a little bit, normal. For normal soul, there are only two things really in this world which are spiritual. Other things are material for such a soul. These two things which are spiritual is, first of all, you are a spirit soul. Have you heard this? You're not the body, you're the soul. You for sure remember Prabhupada's incessant preaching on this point. The second thing which is spiritual in this world is the holy name. And if we are successful to bring these two together, us on one side and the holy name on the other side, then, as we, Hogya, your spiritual life is perfect. You have done it. It's done. You have reached. You are no longer a covered conditioned soul, but by the mercy of the holy name, all the coverings, all the obstacles are removed. You are again a spark of the Krishna fire who dances happily in the original fire, who dances with Krishna, who's together with Krishna. The holy name, my dear devotees, is our first introduction to Krishna. When we meet Krishna, the first time, it will be in his holy name. Krishna comes to the conditioned soul in his holy name. And if a conditioned soul, a normal person, just learns to chant the holy name properly, in a yukta way, yukta means in a connected way, then the conditioned soul will no longer be conditioned, but it will be liberated. So I want to congratulate all of you, first of all, for your interest, for your deep concern, for making time, 5 days out of your busy life, you have made time to fix yourself on the holy name. You know, this time can be the most ecstatic time in your life, which you can feel many, many, many years to come. But I think you all know that some serious work is in front of you. When Prashanta said in her jubilant way, and then we have 2 days of outing. I saw everyone, wow, yes, outings. What is it about? Tell us, Prashantaji. One day we will go to Teyakadamba, she said, and everyone was still smiling. And we will chant. Everyone was still smiling. 64 rounds minimum. Whoa. We looked at Prashanta. Prashanta, are you serious? And Prashanta looked back on us. And I think she noticed the mood swing. And she tried to be even more positive, smiling a little bit more to conquer our disbelief. We know this Teyakadamba day will be the day where you will be born, or where you will look into a mirror, the mirror of Vrindavan, which will show you the difference between what you want to be and what you really are. So yes, we all know. Some of us know with an inner trembling in the heart. Some of us know with a trepidation. That's a word you have to look up in the dictionary. Trepidation is something like this. Some of us know also with a joyful anticipation that we have now the chance to make a close stranger into the best of friends. Let me clarify this expression. Many of us chant Krishna's names already for 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, 40 years. There are some 40 years, but we may still find that Krishna in His holy name is there, but He has not yet revealed Himself to us. He is therefore something like a close stranger. Now, I know in my life when I lived in the big town Hamburg, I would go by the public transport, a train, and I would always sit opposite to one man. He was well dressed. And we would often meet in the train. But because we did not start to converse, he remained a stranger, a close stranger. If I would meet this person now after 40 years, he would still be a stranger. Only at the moment where I would make a relationship and would say, I would like to introduce myself. My name is Sachinandan Swami. I'm a man who is a monk. And I go often to India. Could you please introduce yourself? And the close stranger would say, yes, you will be surprised who I am. I am actually the last descendant of the Habsburg dynasty. If there would be no democracy now, I would rule this land as your king. this is me. And then he would invite me maybe to his home, and I would start to talk with him, and a relationship would form, and he would no longer be a stranger. This holy name retreat is really an attempt by all of us to become close to the holy name, to make a relationship with the holy name, so that he will reveal himself, some of his glories. Our Burijam Prabhu, he read us from the Keshava Astakam, and as we listened very carefully, we could understand these were descriptions, I understood, of Krishna coming home in the evening to the village of Vrindavan. And the Brijbasis saw him. They saw how his two sides of the cheek were licked by the perspiration which ran down. It must have made a few traces in because our Lord's face is covered by the grayish, whitish dust of Vrindavan. And his sweat is going here, running down. It takes the dust down, and then when it comes here, we heard from the Purijam Prabhu reading, the Lord has very nice ornamentations with, what is it called, minerals. Usually it's yellow, you know, and his perspiration runs down and it smears here all over the face. It looks really fantastic on his smaragd blue face, and he smiles, and by his smiling glances the Vrijbasis come alive after they have suffered the separation from him. So when we hear these meditations, and some of you I saw closed their eyes and really went into these descriptions which Purijam Prabhu said, these were descriptions of the holy name. This you will see in the mirror of your clean heart as you chant the holy name. It won't be just a name. You will see the form and everything. And this is, for me personally, picking up on Purijam Prabhu's theme of adventure, the greatest adventure, to meet God. Isn't that a mighty adventure? Isn't that a worthwhile project? Isn't that a reason to take part in 5 days of practice, really, devotional practice? I think you will agree with me. This is a big project. This is not a small project. This is meeting the Lord and making a relationship. So, my dear devotees, I want to ask you to go with this expectation or a similar expectation and a similar orientation into this retreat. When Purijam Prabhu phoned me 2 weeks ago, he said that he had discovered some spiritual law in Vrindavan Dham. And, you know, we are from Germany. We like everything on time and in easy to understand concepts. I asked him, what did you find? What is that law? And he said, the law of reciprocation. Do you know what this, can you understand this English word? Reciprocation. You give something into a relationship and the other person starts to answer or reciprocate. He gives something, he says something, he may give a present, he may behave with you in a kind way by inviting you. He reciprocates. In Deutsch, erwidert deine Beziehung. Yeatang mang prapadyante tangstataiva bhajamyaham. Krishna says, in the way in which someone applies himself to the holy name retreat in Vashana. I'm interpreting the Sanskrit a little bit here. I reward that soul accordingly. To make it a little bit more straight, the Sanskrit says, in the degree someone surrenders unto me, I reward myself accordingly. So this is the adventure to which Purijam Prabhu and myself are inviting you. And I must tell you, we feel not really that we are inviting you. We feel behind us is the person who gave us the order to talk, Prabhupada. And behind him is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nohe Anya. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Radha and Krishna. He is a divine, the Lord invites all of us personally. Meet me. Be with me. Make a relationship with me. Come closer and I will reveal myself accordingly. This is what is in front of us. And on the day, first day called Entering the Retreat, I would like you to all find a little switch inside your heart. It's a switch which you all know. You have all used it a few times in your life. And whenever you used that switch in your heart, miracles happened. It's the switch which switches on full commitment. Do you remember when you joined this movement and said, I will become a devotee? What happened? You were so strong, you gave up your normal life. I still remember reading what Lokanath Maharaj wrote. He had seen Srila Prabhupada, he had heard him lecturing, and he was impressed that he is a path which goes directly back home, back to Godhead, where you can meet Radha and Krishna. And he was convinced, but he was in high school or in college. And in India, it's not always easy to find a place in the college because there are just so many people and so few colleges. So he described, he was going, walking in his home place, through the nature, and he was thinking, there's Srila Prabhupada and his wonderful movement in Mumbai, and I'm here and I'm with this college. I have examination tomorrow, but I want to be in the program tomorrow. And so he had his fight, his hour of need and doubt. And finally he found that switch in his heart. Full commitment to this process of going back home, back to Godhead. He writes, I would love to read it to you, but I don't have it with me. I flung away the books. I threw the pens away. I threw away my notes for the examination because I was fully committed to this process going back home, back to Godhead, meeting Radha Krishna. By the way, I talked with him a year ago, and I asked him, have you ever regretted throwing away the nice pens? Not pens, riding pens. Have you ever regretted this? And he said, no, I felt relief and I still feel relief. So I won't request you to throw away your luggage, your nice wrist watches, your nice whatever, and so on. But I request you, for 5 days, find that switch in your heart, which we all know. It's a switch which we throw or we flick, and it says all of a sudden, I will give my best. I will try my best. So Burijan Prabhu has looked now over my shoulders to see if I'm talking from my notes or if I'm talking from my inspiration. And Burijan Prabhu, it's from the second. I talk from my inspiration, in case you want to know. I've noted your curiosity. There's one thing which you need as a prerequisite for entering into this chanting. I will be speaking from Harinam Chintamani like last year, but I will bring out different points this year. Harinam Chintamani is a book written by Bhaktivinoda Thakur at a time when he gave his full commitment of his life to the chanting of the holy name. He bought a plot of land just adjacent or just next to Haridas Thakur's Samadhi Mandir in Jagannath Puri. I understand some of you have come just today from Jagannath Puri, and you must have seen the Samadhi Mandir of the Namacharya, the great teacher of the holy name. And just next to it, Bhaktivinoda Thakur built what he termed the Bhakti Kutir, his own house. In a plaque, before that, he announced what he was, what he wanted to do in that Bhakti Kutir. He announced his full commitment to the chanting the holy name. He said, in the year so and so, I always forget years, this soul has taken full shelter here in the Bhakti Kutir, that is the house of Bhakti, the house of devotion, to chant the names of Murari non-stop. Bhaktivinoda Thakur actually wanted to stay in there until the life would run out of his lungs and his veins. He wanted to chant until his physical end and give up all his other projects, writing, preaching, spreading Krishna consciousness. He went into this Bhakti Kutir, the house of devotion, to take full shelter. And how to chant, how to take full shelter, he wrote like a guidebook. He had written a guidebook. That was completed before this time. The Harinam Chintamani. It's a guidebook for those who are serious to meet Krishna in his holy name. This book is describing a discussion between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Haridas Thakur. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was asking the questions to Haridas Thakur, and Haridas Thakur answered Mahaprabhu's questions. In his own words, however, it was Mahaprabhu who spoke, because Mahaprabhu himself inspired him to talk about the teachings of the holy name. And there, one question which Lord Chaitanya asked Haridas Thakur was, how will conditioned souls take to the chanting of the holy name? What is the prerequisite? What are the internal conditions? Like you have now fulfilled external conditions. You have traveled here. But what is it that you will need to bring to this holy name retreat so that the holy name will reveal himself unto you? Haridas Thakur said, the Supreme Lord has given to every human being the right to chant the holy name. And you must know that the Lord has placed all the powers in the holy name. But there is one thing which the conditioned soul must bring so that he can accept the holy name or take it up. Haridas Thakur does not yet tell us what it is. He first goes into a little description about the powers of the holy name. I believe he has the Skanda Purana in mind, it is explained that the Lord has put potencies in different practices. For instance, he has given a certain potency into a holy place. When you go there and you are in contact with the holy place, the sinful reactions which are waiting for you waiting to take effect are gone. The holy name, the holy Dham has the potency to just take away your sins. Do you have this in? Do you still have this when we were children and we wrote with fountainhead pens, Füllfederhalter, with real ink? Then when we made when it spilled over, there was a paper. When we would put it on the mess which we had created, it had a certain potency. It would take all the ink. Do you know what I'm talking about? No, yes, middle, you know. Good. What is this paper called? Blotting paper. Yes, it takes the blots, ink blots. So a holy name, holy Dham, I'm always saying holy name, holy Dham, like Vrindavan, has this power like a blotting paper. Oh, it takes the sinful reactions from your hearts. That's why you feel sometimes very light and very relieved if you don't happen to have diarrhea on that day. There are other potencies. For instance, in yagyas, today some of us sat in a yagya and we could feel, at least I could watch the potency. There were two devotees getting married and the yagya was there and they started to really get into the yagya. They started to smile and you could see the power of the yagya worked on their hearts. There are ritual baths. There's following different rules, you know, when you follow them, it makes you really feel good and empowered. So, but Haridas Thakur said, whatever potency the Lord has given to other spiritual processes, like for instance going on parigram through Vrindavan, He has given all this potency in the holy name. But in order to take up the chanting, you have to have this one condition, this one prerequisite. And I feel many of us will really make a lot of advancement because they will increase during this holy name retreat this prerequisite, this qualification, this adhika to chant. The only adhika, the only qualification, the only condition, the only prerequisite for chanting is you must have, now it comes, faith. A faithful chanter who has faith that by just doing this holy name, chanting holy name, singing in kirtan, or doing japa of the holy name. If he has, I will get the benefits from parikrama, from yagyas, from tapas, from all other spiritual meditations, smaranam, and so on. If you have that faith, my dear devotee, if you can increase your faith, you will come to the level of ecstatic love of Godhead only after a few days, says Bhaktivinoda Thakur. It goes so fast if you have strong faith because of the law of reciprocation. When you don't believe, oh yeah, this chanting, yes, 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 that's what we do in this movement, no? Hare Krishna, Hare Ram, yes, yes. If you have no faith, my dear devotees, Krishna will not reveal himself. But if you increase your faith, He can reveal Himself in such a way that you will have bhava after a few days. It has happened in our movement. Maybe in my case, for sure, it was Chaya Bhava. It was a shadow of the real thing, but a shadow is better than nothing, no? If we have a shadow of Purijam Prabhu, then we have already something of him. He will soon come, you know, fully into our view when we see already the long shadow of Purijam Prabhu. What is faith? Because I will ask you very soon a very, very upsetting question. You will have to make an exercise soon where we will find out the level of our qualification to chant. According to the dictionary, faith, belief, it's a belief that does not rest on any logical proof or material evidence. I think that's a really kami definition of belief. Here's another kami definition. Loyalty. It means loyalty to a person or a thing, and allegiance. For instance, we will say keeping faith with one's supporters. Faith means also a confident belief in the truth or in a value of a person or an idea or a thing. Faith, in the words of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, means vishwas, that by just doing this one thing, everything else will be taken care of. Literally, faith, the Sanskrit word shraddha, means you give your heart into something. Shra means the heart, and dha means to give. So these were some concepts around so that we know what we are dealing with in this exercise. This faith must be there. I want to tell you about someone who developed this faith. His name is Madhusudan Das. He came from a high aristocratic family here in India. When his parents wanted to marry him, he ran away from home to Vrindavan. Today, I was with one young Gurukul man, and I joked with him, and when the joking became so intense, he said, "Maharaj, if you joke one sentence more, I will run away." So it was some German jokes. But this was serious. The parents wanted to marry Madhusudan, and he wanted to only give his heart to Krishna. So he went to the Yamuna, and there he cried and said, "My Lord, I need spiritual guidance. I need my guru to come." So as he was praying more and more, this was what Purijam Prabhu told me when he phoned with me. Then Krishna started to reciprocate. As he was sitting on the Yamuna, a great soul came and said, "O Madhusudan." "Yes, you know my name?" "Yes, yes." "O Madhusudan, you have come to Vrindavan in the hopes of coming close to Krishna?" "Yes, yes, yes." "Madhusudan, you just chant this mantra." And he gave him the Gopal mantra. It's a mantra which those who have received the second initiation chant. But when he gave the mantra, this great soul came in such an ecstasy that he fainted, and afterwards he just got up, he looked at Madhusudan and did not maybe recognize him or something, but at least he left without further instruction. So Madhusudan Das Baba, Madhusudan Das, said, my guru gave me a mantra, but he didn't tell me very clearly how to chant it. So he went to the spiritual practitioners here in Vrindavan. But they asked him, who was your guru who gave you this mantra? Madhusudan said, I don't know. So these other high souls in Vrindavan said, well, we don't want to jump over your guru and tell you something which he was not was not having in mind. We can't instruct you. You know that you are on your own. What? No guru? No guidance? Then they said, O Madhusudan, calm down. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given the holy name, the chanting of the holy name. Chant the holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. Yeah, and how will I know who I am in my spiritual identity? I now only know my false identity. I'm a man. I'm an aristocrat from aristocrat. How do? No, don't worry, he said that. You just chant, your heart will be purified, and you will realize your constitutional position. These instructions remind me of instructions which Srila Prabhupada gave when he visited Germany. Do you know what he said? Well, you know many things, but what I have in mind of the many things he said is, he said, I have not come to teach you anything. He said it like this. I have only come to ask you to chant this Hare Krishna, purify your heart, and realize your constitutional position. What constitutional position means is your original spiritual identity in relationship with Krishna. Thus, so Madhusudan, he didn't have anything else. He had given up his home. Everyone at home was searching for him, including the future bride. He had come to Vrindavan. He had only this asha, this hope to meet the Lord. His guru came and told him to chant this one mantra, but he didn't give him any particular instructions, for instance, how to chant it at the three sandhyas, and how many recitation of that mantra, and in what mood, and what there's a lot of knowledge which you need to have for this chanting, for this mantra. But then he got the holy name. He placed everything on this, do you say this in English? On this card. Do you say like this in English? No. It's from gambling also. He placed everything on this and he began to chant. And do you know something? After some time, Srimati Radharani appeared to him in the sacred place called Shuyakund. It's about 12 kilometers from Radhakund, by the dusty road. She came, and he had the full darshan, and she took him back home, back to Godhead. Hare Krishna! So, this is faith. Now, I want you to turn to your neighbor. Hare Krishna. You look a little begrizzled. Turn to your neighbor means there's someone sitting next to you, so you just turn around and face him. It's very important that every one of you finds the neighbor or neighborness How do we say female neighbor? Neighborness. Because you will now discuss a very heavy question with your neighbor. You will be as honest as you possibly can. You can maybe, if it's difficult for you, cover your eyes. Who has not yet found a neighbor? Please raise your hands and look around for those who have also not found. Every one of you found a neighbor? Silence. Yes. I would like to now ask you to describe your ideal for chanting. How do you want to chant? Connect yourself a little bit with your heart. And then describe a little bit how you want to chant the holy name in Kirtan and in Japa. Just for instance, you could say, well, I would like to rise early in the morning and I would like to give the holy name prime time where I'm not interrupted by my mobile phone and my mind. I would like to chant with full ecstasy. Try to describe an ideal, a hope, something which you are looking forward with. And talk. You have only 5 minutes time for this, so you need to be a little bit, and connect with your heart. Don't say, I want to chant like Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And I would like to say, try to describe your ideal in terms to this holy name retreat. What would you like to learn here? What do you hope? What is your ideal which you aspire for? Do you have an ideal at all? I think you all have, but you need to connect with it a little bit and tell this to your neighbor. How would you like your relationship with the Holy Name? Please start now. Hare Krishna, stay like this. Your next, Hare Krishna, thank you for participating so lively. Hare Krishna, Jai Krishna, I see you. The second is, we want now a reality check. Your group should discuss your present level of faith in the Holy Name. I know this is a little bit revealing. It is maybe even a little painful for some of us. You can say, well, I have no faith, therefore I don't chant very well. You can say, I have little faith, which is just enough to make me a mechanical chanter so that I finish my rounds. You can say, I have some faith that the chanting will work with me if I could just learn it. We are now, after having heard our ideal, where we want to go, we are now interested in where we are at present. How is your chanting? How is your faith? How are you doing in your spiritual life? Be honest. Be transparent. It will be good. It's necessary for the next exercise. You have 5 minutes for your reality check on your holy name. Where are you? Where is your faith? Where? Start now. It's so nice when the devotees start to explore and talk about something. It's almost like they go on a train and it's very difficult to stop the train. There's one more question. Stay with your neighbor. This question is the most important question, the end result of our work. Or we want to actually come to this. What practical steps could you do during this retreat to close the gap between your ideal chanting and your present chanting? To say it a little bit more clearer, we all, as devotees, are by nature idealists. We want to do everything right. We want to fill our hearts and mouths with the ecstatic chanting of the holy name. But there is also the real side. There is a conflict often between the idealist ideal and the realistic situation. And this conflict is like a gap. Gap means something which, when one tooth is missing, then there is a gap between the two tooths. So what could we do to close this gap? During this particular retreat, 2014, for instance, we could make a point in our lives. I want to attend all the kirtans, or I want to attend the japa group sessions. For instance, that is for my desire. I want to, personally, I want to chant with all of you my japa, because I know there's so much power and so much energy coming when we chant as a group. So please, you find now out with your neighbor, you explore this a little bit. What could you practically do during this retreat? And again, practically, not that I want to chant my rounds levitating in this dome and circling around the dome. I'm sometimes saying foolish things that was not very intelligent, but you know, something which you can practically do. Maybe you just want to say, I want to go early to bed so that I can rise early in the morning and use the morning hours for my chanting and so on. So this is the question now which you discuss. Well, what practical steps could you do during this retreat to close the gap between your ideal and your real level of japa at the moment? Please be also creative. Maybe you say, well, I want to sprinkle a few drops of Yamuna water on my head for spiritual empowerment every day as I chant the japa. Be, you know, the point is, this is now 5 days. They belong entirely to you and your relationship with Krishna. What practical steps can you do in this wonderful time of your life where you are really removed from all other duties and all other responsibilities, where you really have 5 full days with Krishna in the most holy of all places, Vashana. So this, be creative. Use this space to paint a wonderful picture that is your own usage of your time in relationship to Krishna. Please connect with your heart. Talk something which is alive. So, Hari Bol. Thank you. Thank you so much for participating in this lively exercise. I would like to just say most of us are used to lectures where they don't talk to each other during the program. But this is more like a workshop and a seminar where this talking is very useful. I would like to now have a very peaceful atmosphere. I see some of you are walking as if they're looking for their train. It won't go from here, or the bus. Please sit with us. Prabhu's, thank you so much. I would like to now guide you in a little exercise which tunes you in for a kirtan and then sing a little kirtan with you. Krishna. You didn't hear this, it's still a secret. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare. Yes. Krishna. Nicht höher, nicht höher. So, good. My dear devotees, we will now do a little kirtan. We need your full participation. Please take your seat. I request you to look a little bit around in the room. Just so, because I will ask you to close your eyes in a few minutes. Then you know where you're sitting. Calm a little down. Take a few deep inhalations. You will see as you calm down, some of you will cough more. That is totally natural. Don't be afraid. Because we want to relax now and become peaceful. You have come to Vrindavan Dham. And not just any place in Vrindavan Dham, you have actually come to Vashana. It's the place where the palace of the Queen of Vrindavan is, where Srimati Radharani resides in a temple on the hill. You are in a rare assembly of Vaishnavas who just want to use the next 5 days for the chanting of the holy name. That's a rare assembly because everyone here is focused on the same purpose. Somehow or other, you have received the greatest treasure in Krishna's treasure box, that is the holy name. Feel gratitude in your heart. You have already received something which is very deep. Something which is very special. You just need to learn how to utilize the gift properly. It's not much work. It's Sri Krishna in a way has already put his sidelong glance of mercy on your life. For how many lifetimes have you prayed? For how many years have you cried to be close to Krishna? And now, through this gift of the holy name, it is actually possible for you to approach Him. There's a prayer which so nicely expresses our situation. My dear Lord Krishna, I have turned away from you for so many long lifetimes. Now I am turning to you in your form as the holy name. Please accept me. Please accept me.